As a host in any form of media, even if you have a slant to your position, your role comes with certain responsibilities. Make sure whatever your opinion is formed from facts. You listen more than you lecture because, ideally, you want people on your show with the knowledge that you want to bring to your audience. And most importantly, you don't screw with the audience. This past Tuesday, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow did a cardinal sin in broadcasting. She overpromised and underdelivered when it came to a so-called exclusive that she had regarding President Trump's tax returns. Here to review Maddow's actions and the ongoing fallout is the Vice President of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center, Dan Gaynor. Hello, Dan. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and it's funny. You actually use phrases I've been using when I've been talking about this, the overpromise, underdeliver. You know, it's the cardinal sin of business. It's not just broadcasting. It's, you know, you don't ever do that. And here is someone who just days before was being lionized as the queen of the resistance. Her ratings were up. She had positive stories in the New York Times, Washington Post, Huffington Post, AP, and Hollywood Reporter, all of them saying, "Oh, she's the rising star." 2 days later, she gives the finger to everybody. It's just like, you know, there's another rule about media, and don't believe your own press releases. And
yeah,
I think, and I'll be honest, I'm going to surprise people and say I have some positive view of Rachel Maddow. I think she's very smart. And in person, she treats people nice. She was at CPAC several years ago when we had just come out with a cool marketing gimmick of floor mats designed based on the different MSNBC hosts. It was just a joke, kind of fun thing. And they were real popular. We had lined our booth with them. Well, she came by, saw them, and just went ape. She thought it was hilarious. She actually got down on the floor so people could photograph her with that as the background. She was very nice to everybody, very gracious. But when you start to become a big-time celebrity, sometimes you forget that, you know, that basically the sun shines whether you say it does or not. And, you know, if she had been honest with her audience and told them what she had, and, you know, generally, and most of the people who tuned in would have still tuned in, except they would have had more reasonable expectations. Then she turns around and blames her audience for it.
Yeah, they overexpected. She didn't underdeliver.
Yeah, and so the net result is, okay, you get mocked by conservatives. No one cares on the left. You get mocked by conservatives, it's a badge of honor, just like getting mocked by liberals on the right. It's a badge of honor. But she got mocked by the left to the point where only people on the left who were standing by her were on her own network, not even her sister network. CNBC, the executive editor, wrote an op-ed saying that, you know, Donald Trump had a big win thanks to Rachel Maddow. And then the worst part, though, the very people who lionized her, the very people who celebrated her, the press, the so-called traditional media, came out and bashed her. Dylan Byers from CNN, one of their media guys, came out and said that she had harmed serious journalism. One of the New York Times columnists, said she watched Maddow once, the first and last time. And that was it. Like, good gosh, that's harsh.
Well, here's the thing I'm curious about, because Maddow isn't alone in this. In this whole disaster, MSNBC, leading up to what maybe they bought into overpromise, played devil's advocate here. They had the infamous countdown clock going, leading up for that last hour into her show.
Yeah, but I agree she's not alone. Certainly her staff, her producer, there's a lot of architects of this disaster. Victory has, you know, many parents, failure is a bastard child. Nobody wants to claim. In this particular case, if you're MSNBC, you've got some after-action reporting that you're doing where you're dragging people into meetings and making them answer very uncomfortable questions. But since she is their leading person, she's their star, you know they weren't going to say no to her. That's not how TV networks work. One of the reasons why NBC is so, some of the NBC people are so upset at Megyn Kelly joining the fold is because their feathers were ruffled. They didn't feel that they were engaged enough in that process. Stars run those networks. And so, you know, I'm sure nobody questioned her, but I guarantee you the next time she tries to go and do something, somebody will.
Talking with Dan Gaynor, who is Vice President of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center, MRC.org, and their sister site of many, newsbusters.org. And you listen to Issues and Ideas. Now, regarding the star treatment that certain people get at networks, was Rachel running around the yard without a leash? And is that going to change now?
Well, in theory, producers are also the leash. So I think her operation was running around without a leash. And that means her producer, you know, probably multiple producers, they all thought, oh, we've got this great thing. Like, did you consult with a tax expert? That's all. I don't claim to know everything. I really don't. So contrary to what some people may think, if I'm in territory where I don't know things, and taxes are a huge area, I just go to somebody who does and say, I've got the top two pages to somebody's IRS form. You know, how important is it? Well, you're missing all the schedules. My own taxes, which I pay somebody to do because I hate dealing with it, I think are 8 pages or something. So that means all you have is the top line numbers. You don't have any of the detail. All right, so, well, then you look at what you've got. All she ended up doing was proving that Donald Trump did something that the left, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, had said he hadn't done. He paid a whole ton of taxes. And here's the best part. They got the number wrong. So they did this whole broadcast, and they couldn't even do the basic number wrong. You based his tax percentage not on his gross income, but his adjusted gross income. So you don't take, you know, you wait until the deductions are taken out. So he had a lot of deductions. So instead of it being 25%, I think it ended up being 79% that he paid taxes, which is outlandish. And most Americans would say confiscatory.
Another name that comes into this equation, too, the outsider whose mailbox was where these two pages was found, David K. Johnson. Apparently, from what I've heard, he's a bit of a troll when it comes to anyone of note and IRS issues. He talks, he tries to get their financial information and tries to finger them doing dirty stuff in their finances. That seems to be his big game.
That's certainly his niche. If you're a famous person, you're earning lots of money, or let's say like Rachel Maddow, whose celebrity net worth lists her at $12 million, you know, that's fine to think that somebody is following you around, checking on you, making sure you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's, as long as that person is not doing anything illegal. I don't believe assuming he didn't pay somebody or, you know, didn't cause it to happen, I don't believe acquiring the documents is illegal in the press. Certainly he's a president of the United States, he's a public figure, he's a person of public interest. I think it's scary when you think about you and I are also persons of public interest. And if somebody were to acquire our taxes, they can publish them just as easily.
Sure.
That starts to scare you. That's it, because here there's been a lot of media coverage of the so-called deep state. And that's, you know, the embedded government employees who are all pro-Democrat. Well, if they decide there's something interesting in my taxes, then they can suddenly dump them out to the world? No, that's not how the game is played. That's called tyranny.
A lot of people are going up into the hill of conspiracy, too, because the top page, the first of the two pages, had client copy stamped on it. So it makes people think, was this a trap set by, not by Donald Trump, because God please, hopefully he has more important things to worry about, but someone within the Trump camp saying, gee, I wonder if they'd bite on this trap if we set it for them.
Well, it could easily have been, but remember, client copy means that I just go by my own case. My tax firm has it. You know, so that's a couple people in Donald Trump's case. I'm sure lawyers have it.
Yeah, it could be a copy of a copy.
Yeah. He also has been in a couple of lawsuits. One in particular, the media think that might happen around that time might have been it. He also has ex-wives. So there's a lot of people who could have handled this. And, yes, the media people are also talking about maybe Donald Trump did this. Because in their minds, Donald Trump goes from being a doofus to this brilliant megalomaniac. Oh, you know, Donald Trump's powerful and, you know, super evil. Well, pick one. He's either a doofus or or he's Megamind. you don't get both.
Well, we know he's a taxpayer now, though, don't we?
Oh, and he pays a hellacious amount of taxes. That's I can't remember. It's more than 600 people. I think it's 672 is the number I came up with. The median household income for 672 families.
Yeah. Just to wrap up real fast, and using media, recent media history as a barometer, does the Maddow incident compare with Geraldo in the Capone Vault, Dan Rather in the Bush National Guard Service, or that time Morton Downey faked the attack at the San Francisco Men's Room Airport?
I think it's certainly more the first. I think this is Capone. This is the Oscars. This is Steve Harvey screwing up. This is a pretty big thing, but it's not epic like, oh, I tried to fix the presidential election, like Dan Rather.
Yeah. And plus, Maddow's not a news person per se, so her credibility, she might actually bounce back from this.
Well, the reason why she'll ultimately bounce back some is because the media want her to.
Yeah, because one of the stories I saw recently was Rachel Maddow has discovered the way to attack Trump and win. Well, not necessarily.
Yeah, well, yes. Trump won, Rachel Maddow zero.
Yes. He is the Vice President of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center. Their website's mrc.org as well as newsbusters.org. Dan Gaynor, thanks for being here today.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.